All right, this is Justin Duckham with Talk Media News. I'm speaking right now with Joseph Mazzarella. He is Mutual Link's Senior Vice President, and in the wake of the Orlando shooting, we are seeing renewed scrutiny on safety measures of all kinds, and today we're going to speak with Mr. Mazzarella about some of the steps that cities in particular can take. First off, can you just give us a little bit of background about Mutual Link, please?
Sure. Mutual Link is a technology that's deployed in police departments and other public safety agencies, as well as with schools and other forms of critical infrastructure, malls, stadiums, and the like. The basic premise of Mutual Link is to enable, in the case of an event, an emergency, allowing police and other first responders to be able to talk directly with folks on the ground in a school or other place in the event of emergency. What we do is enable not only the public safety responders to talk in real time with one another, but also to be able to see inside of buildings. So if there's existing surveillance systems or video camera systems inside of, for example, schools, they can be able to see inside those schools during an emergency.
All right, now there, of course, is sort of a tendency to Monday morning quarterback when we see these kind of situations take place like we saw in Orlando. Now, I hate to ask you to do that, but is there anything in particular with your background as a security expert that you think could have been done better in this tragic situation?
It's a great question. You know, there's a lot of scrutiny that's occurring after the event. You know, some interesting information has come to light. For example, a period of about 3 hours transpired from the initial shooting event until there was actually a breach of the building by the SWAT teams. You know, that kind of delay is totally understandable in the context of you don't know what you're dealing with inside of that building. You don't understand the layout, where, you know, perpetrators may be. So you have to gather a lot of information. So part of the essence of what needs to get done inside of communities is when you have these places of mass gathering, you know, enable police and responders to be able to see inside those facilities, be able to talk with people on the ground so they can get a better sense of what's occurring and get better situational awareness. So when you do that, you can compress the time to respond, which means you can save lives. So, you know, that's one of the, lessons that will be learned from this. The other is obviously the FBI was actively surveilling the suspect, Omar Mateen, in this case. Interestingly enough, that information was not necessarily shared down with local police authorities. And this is a lesson that's been repeated time and time again, where we really need to ensure that better information sharing is occurring between federal, state, and local law enforcement entities, because the local police are the guys on the ground that are going to be most likely positioned to, you know, intercept one of these kind of events.
Now, you mentioned, of course, how your technology can essentially make it easier for those who are inside the building to, communicate directly with law enforcement. Would that be a pretty accurate way of saying it?
Yes, that's correct. In any kind of a, you know, major event, a mass shooting, terrorist event, what you have is multiple agencies, first responder agencies, responding to the scene. It's very unlikely you're going to have just the local police responding in any kind of meaningful event. So you're going to have police agencies from surrounding municipalities responding. You may have federal and state resources responding. As they descend on the scene, you have a situation where you have a lot of different agencies using different communications equipment that don't necessarily communicate with one another. You know, one of the things that needs to get done much better is the ability for these agencies to coordinate and collaborate in real time when they're on the ground. So you don't have multiple agencies operating independently of one another, not understanding what's occurring, not sharing information that may be critical to really resolving a situation more efficiently and quickly.
In this situation in particular, it seemed like those who were in the nightclub were reaching out to 911. They were, reaching others who were outside the building. There seemed to be a pretty quick police response. Why does that general form of communication, fall short in an instance of this? Would this essentially just be cutting out the middleman, and what kind of middleman currently exists?
I mean, most emergencies right now, you call 911. So they are going to go to a 911 call center, which then will relay the call to police dispatch, which is basically, you know, inside a police station, and what they'll do is then dispatch police in response to a particular event. You know, when you're talking about situations, and this has been shown multiple times since 9/11, moving forward through Hurricane Katrina, to the Aurora shooting and so forth that's occurred, you'll find that there is just communications failures throughout the chain. So what happens is you get into relay situations where information may originate out of a particular event. It may be shared with one particular person, and then it gets copied or manually relayed sometimes to other agencies. Now, we talk about the situation before where you have multiple agencies responding to an event. That information typically, it could be key information, gets dead-ended with maybe the receptive agency on the other side of that 911 call and doesn't necessarily get retransmitted. So the idea really fundamentally is to say, how do you get information that's really important out of an event and shared with the right people at the right time so that you can have a more effective response? Because at the end of the day, the ultimate goal is to reduce the time to resolution. So the faster you can resolve that, you know, whether it's neutralize the suspect or whatever it might be, the less likely you're going to have large losses of life or other situations of that nature. So the idea is to compress the time to a successful resolution. So the quicker you get information, the quicker you have access to information, the ability to see inside of an event, the more likely you're going to get a faster response and less loss of life.
Can you point to any, I guess, real-world instances of this, technology or neutral link in general?
Yes.
Having kind of a success story?
Sure. We've been actually used in multiple situations, ranging from everything from actually the last two Super Bowls, where you have quite a few different agencies involved, as well as in the Boston Marathon as well. Actually, our technology was actually actively used in the Orlando incident among a few departments that actually had the technology deployed, and that was used actively in conjunction with the hospital and some other folks on the ground. So it's been used quite a bit with a great degree of success. You know, the key is really to get the technology deployed among you know, a large area within a community so that you have all the right elements talking to one another. So if you think about any kind of response, Orlando is a perfect case because you obviously have the initial response, police response to the event, but there's a whole host of other activities that are surrounding that event that range from everything from traffic control, you know, getting the streets cleared, to get ambulances in and out, to coordinating with hospitals for trauma patient arrival and so forth. And the list goes on and on from there. So anytime you have a major event, you have this ripple effect where there's, you know, secondary and tertiary agencies and organizations that are involved with that response. And really what you want to do is get that all synchronized and coordinated so that you can not only, you know, respond to the primary event itself, but be in a position to render the medical care and other assistance, the follow-on investigation, if there's other perpetrators that may be involved, you know, have all those pieces to be able to line up and work in concert with one another in an efficient way without a loss of time, because time is really, again, the critical factor in any of this stuff.
Again, this is Joe Mazzarella. He is the Senior VP at Mutual Link. Thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.